Alberta Political Dictionary, Volume 3, by Ernest Martin and Austin Martin, narrated by Peace Joshua. The End. Acknowledgements. Our work of this nature is deeply dependent upon the support, encouragement, and effort of a wide group of persons, including academic colleagues, librarians, and friends. The author would like to thank Dr. John H. Wood, president of the University of Lethbridge, under whom the so-called Martin Project was commenced. Alberta Political Biography received endorsement at this stage by the late Neil S. Crawford, Attorney General, Mr. late Grant Notley, Alberta leader of the New Democratic Party, Mr. Nick Taylor, then Alberta leader of the Liberal Party and member of the legislature for Redwater, and the late James McGregor, author. We would like to thank the staff at the Provincial Archives of Alberta, Edmonton, the Alberta Legislature Library, the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer, for all of their assistance and encouragement. They would also like to thank staff of the Historic Sites and Archive Service, Alberta Community Development, including Dr. Carl Betke, Mr. Leslie Hart, Dr. Michael Payne, and their staff for their help in preparing the manuscript and for their support of the project. Finally, the financial assistance to this project by the Senate of the University of Alberta through the Skerrin Award Foundation is greatly acknowledged. H. Hourigan, J.J. He became a prominent Tabor merchant. He served both as councillor and mayor of Tabor. Interested in provincial politics, J.J. Hourigan, running as a Liberal, unsuccessfully contested Tabor in 1926. He was defeated by UFA incumbent Lawrence Peterson. Howard Leslie Norman. Born January 5, 1909, at London, Ontario, the son of William Howard, who was a barber at the time. Educated at Winnipeg and Fort William, he then worked as a store clerk and a deck hand on the Great Lakes. Later, he worked for the railway and in the office of a grain elevator. In 1940, he operated a store in Fort William. Later, he worked in an aircraft factory and became active member of the CCF. Came to Alberta in 1945. He settled at Clare's home, where he worked in a store. In the early 1950s, he was employed as a trail keeper at the Lethbridge Municipal Hospital site, as well as being the CCF organizer for the southern portion of the province. Interested in federal politics, Leslie Norman Howard unsuccessfully contested the McLeod riding in 1953. In a field of five candidates, he placed fourth and forfeited his deposit. Turning to provincial politics, Leslie N. Howard, running for the NDP, unsuccessfully contested Cardston in 1967. Howell, George. In 1909, Howell was a carpenter and bricklayer by trade. Longtime secretary of the Calgary Trade and Labor Council, he won the socialist organizer Charles O'Brien and A. Masters for the two-member Calgary constituency. Besides Howell, the candidates were W.H. Cushing, R.B. Bennett, winner, conservative Dr. Blow, liberal Dr. Egbert. Howell received only 8 of the votes cast. Hourihan, Walter P. Born in April 1899 at Penbrook, near Woodstock, New Brunswick, as a child, the family moved to Colorado in the hope it would help his mother's failing health for a year. Educated in Colorado and Newburgh, New Brunswick, came to Alberta in 1915, he homesteaded at Wolf Creek near Edson. Later, he moved to Three Hills in central Alberta. For many years, he was a well-known Three Hills farmer, active in community affairs. Davies helped to set up the Drumheller School Division No. 30 in 1939 and the Three Hills School Division No. 60 in 1954. His service to education was recognized by him being awarded the Queen's Medal in 1953. Interested in provincial politics, Walter P. Hourihan, running as a Liberal, unsuccessfully contested Didsbury in 1959. In a field of three candidates, he placed last and forfeited his deposit. The seat was retained by Social Credit J. L. Owens. Turning to federal politics, Walter P. Hourihan, on three occasions, unsuccessfully contested the Acadia riding. On all three occasions, Conservative Jack Horner retained the seat with large majority.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?